Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I just want to talk about something that we were talking about this earlier on. Singer Lily Allen, a big fan, but she stated publicly in a popular BBC podcast this week that having children totally ruined her music career. And I thought this was just unbelievable to come out with this. And it's there online as well, by the way. So here it is. This is just a short excerpt of the clip. Lily Allen talking on the BBC podcast. I think it was actually yesterday or today, as recent as that, where she states that having children totally ruined her music career. Have a listen to this.
Well, as I said before, I never really had a strategy when it comes to career. But yes, my children ruined my career. I mean, I love them and they complete me, but in terms of, like, you know, pop stardom, totally ruined it. Yeah.
That's such a good answer. I'm so happy to hear someone say that. Everyone's like, no, of course not.
Does not mix. And really annoys me when people say you can have it all, because quite frankly, you can't.
Right, fairly strong stuff considering considering that I assume it was her decision to have the children in the first place. And I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts on what she said and whether you think she's right or wrong? Does having children ruin your career? And it's more a question, I suppose, for mothers, considering most fathers become either the sole earners while the mothers are on maternity leave. That's if there is a father. You might be a single mother for whatever reason. Did having children ruin your career? It's interesting because a number of surveys that are available, we were having a look at this, many women say that, yeah, it ruined their career from the point of view that it in terms of advancing up the ladder in the work you're doing, that was definitely a major factor. So if you'd no kids, you advanced far more quickly. And interesting, really, because it didn't so much affect dads. If anything, companies looked for men who have children because they're more likely to stay put in the job, so the company's more likely to invest in the man. And having the children, somebody said earlier on today, the father's likely to spend more time working. Anyway, is it just sour grapes on Lily Allen's part? Let's face it, she hasn't had much musical success lately. But is it fair to blame that on her kids? And, you know, maybe she should think maybe of how those kids will feel in years to come when they find out what their mother said about them. You ruined my career. Not all people are as successful as Lily Allen. Singer-songwriter, very successful. A couple of big hits in the charts. Let us know what you think. 087-188-0008 for voice notes and for texts. And if you want to call us, 0818-942-105. Derry-Anne, hello to you.
Well, hi, Gareth. How are you?
Very well. Haven't spoken to you for years. I think it was probably, it must have been about 1974, wasn't it?
It feels like that, but you know, it's interesting because when I used to speak to you on the air, I was doing a job on the road and feeling as guilty as hell away from the kids.
Yeah.
And you kept me going. Thank you. All those times, which were very hard. Very hard.
That was the old afternoon show, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it's great to hear you back on the air.
Oh,
great.
Thank you. It's great to hear
you. I know you're back anyway, but for us nighttime people, it's really wonderful to hear you. And I'm glad you're doing good at the moment as well. And you've a gorgeous wife, Paula.
Yeah.
And things are good. Like, life has really got around, hasn't it, since those days?
It has. And your life is good too, I hope, yeah?
It is now, thank God.
Thank God. So what do you, Derry-Anne, what do you think, Lily Allen, is she right, is she wrong? Kids ruined her career.
Well, I don't, listening to the clip, she doesn't mean it in a bad way. I picked that up because I could say the same. And like, when I say that, I ended up giving up a very good career when my marriage broke up. And then I struggled with having kids and trying to get them minded and try to make money. And so I could say the same. But I really didn't hear Lily Allen saying it in a bad way. You know, I think she was just saying, look, I could have had fame, but I adore my kids. But this is an awful thing I'm going to say, but, and I am going to say it because I know I've said it before, if I knew then what I know now, I definitely wouldn't have had kids.
Right.
But, now, having said that, I wouldn't have the 5 gorgeous grandkids I have today.
Yeah, there's a kind of a weigh-up factor there as well, isn't there, really?
Yeah, there is. And it's very, very hard because I, of course, would not, you know, my kids haven't, I'd never blame them for the way my life turned out. It wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was really difficult. I had to give up my job in the airline because I could not be away in New York and have au pairs ringing me saying, your daughter fell in the garden, what are you going to do? And it just became a whole nightmare. And so, of course, yeah, I could say the same as Lily Allen, but I still got up and got on and did what I could do having the kids around me.
Mm.
And I mean, I wasn't some pop star or something, but I really don't think she meant it in that bad way, Gareth.
Yeah,
oh, by the way, one thing quickly.
Yes.
Why were you called Patrick?
My second name is Patrick. Gareth Patrick Francis Joseph.
Birthday on Sunday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Darianne. And it's lovely to talk to you. Thanks. Bye. Yeah. Thank you. Take care. God bless. Thank you. Jessica, hi.
Hey, yeah.
Well, you disagree with Darianne.
Maybe it's just maybe because I'm still young and, you know, before anyone starts yelling at me, I'm coming from the perspective of not having kids yet.
Right.
But when I heard and even, I didn't even hear the clip until you played it just there, but when I even saw in writing what she said, I actually thought it was vile. I was like, they are your children and you actually have the neck to publicly say that. And then when I heard the clip of her laughing and all about it, I was like, you are actually sick. Like, sorry, I don't know if she seems to realise it, she has a privilege in her career.
Yeah.
That she can make songs at home if she wants to. She can have a studio at home if she doesn't have it already. And as far as I know, her either current husband or current partner is a very successful actor. So it's not like, you know, oh, my career's going down the drain and the money's running out and it's because I'm raising two children.
Mm.
I actually just feel like that is a slap in the face. And if that was my mother saying that about me, whether she's a pop star or what, I'd actually say, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know how old Lily Allen's kids are, but I was thinking to myself when I heard her say
I was just over there before I came on. They're 11 and 9.
Yeah,
so they haven't heard it already.
Well, they'll hear it at school, won't they?
They haven't heard it already. They're going to read about it later on in life.
They'll hear about it at school. That's the unfortunate thing. And even though if it was a sort of a throwaway, smart aleck kind of remark, I just think...
I don't know how anyone could say that about their kids. Like, yeah. I honestly don't. And maybe that's just because I'm coming from the perspective of not having any yet, but I know myself, if and when I have them, God willing, I could never see myself saying anything like that.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there, I know it's more or less like a small percentage, but there are people out there who can't have kids through whatever reason.
Yeah.
I would love to have a child. And then I hear people say stuff about that, like about their own children, and I actually just feel sick.
Yeah. I sometimes think it's a wealthy person's throwaway joke. I think she's extraordinarily wealthy and successful, and I just felt that you know, it's kind of one of those.
Like even for just a regular,
even
if it's like a regular, I don't want to say, because it's not just mothers, like whether you're a mother or a father, like even just a regular parent working a regular job, like for me, like at the end of the day, like if you have to give up your career, no matter if you're the mother or the father, if you have to give up your career and you're doing it for the kids, like it is just sacrifices for them. Like,
yeah,
that is just a part and parcel of having kids. You are going to have to make sacrifices for them, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Martin is on the line. Thanks, Jessica. Martin, how do you feel? Great to chat to you, Jessica. Thanks a lot. Martin, how do you feel about the comments? It sounds like a bit of a sort of a glib throwaway remark, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Gareth.
Thank you. And you too.
Just before we get into that, can I take a little segue for a moment?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the multiverse theory?
the multiverse.
It's a theory that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a theory that there are multi universes, an infinite number of universes, and that any possibility is taking place in one of those universes. So, in some universe somewhere, Maureen is the Taoiseach of this country. And boy, would I love to live in that universe. Anyway, the subject.
Yeah, I have. I'm trying to think of the name of the guy, Michael Talbot. He's a scientist and he's a physicist.
Yeah.
He talks about the multi-universe theory, and I am familiar with it. And it's fascinating you should say that, because I spent ages studying the hologram and the whole idea that there's no such thing as empty space, etc., etc. So, and Maureen will be delighted to hear that, and I've no doubt she's got a pint for you in the new pub she'll be working in. About a week's time. Anyway, great.
Well, it's many years since I've been in the pub.
Yeah. Great to talk to you. And I'm just going back to Lily Allen. What do you make of the comment?
Well, when I was contacted, I have to be honest, I didn't really know who Lily Allen was. I mean, I'd heard the name, and it kind of conjured, I've heard that name, and I knew she had something to do with pop music and that. But, like, I mean, I'm 63, so none of that would be relevant to me. Maybe if I heard one of the songs and someone said, that's Lily Allen, I'd go, So she never had any real impact.
She sang Somewhere Only We Know. She sang for that big Christmas ad on television. Can't even think of the department's name, the department store's name. John something or other, wasn't it? John? Beautiful version of it, but extraordinarily successful. But was it just a throwaway comment?
It may have appeared that way, but obviously, if she made the comment, somewhere in her mind, she relates having children to her career taking a dive. Mm. Now, I think you've already said it yourself. Like, saying, it'd be one thing to say something like that in private, you know, to a friend or you know, a relative or something, you know. But to say that so publicly, I think that will have a profound effect on our children, more so when they get a bit older. You know, now apparently our children are 9 and 11 or something like
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.
It'll be bad enough now, but when they get older, I think that will have a profound effect on them. The whole thing about being a parent. Being a parent means sacrifice. Mm. And we all make sacrifices for our children. Now, I'm in a situation where now I don't really have to make any sacrifices for my children, because my children are two grown women with their own children. You know, they're now in the situation I was in 45, 40 years ago. They're now making sacrifices for their children. That's the natural way of life.
Yeah.
And to say such a thing, I don't know when this woman was last relevant. Was she relevant up until the time she had her first child and then dropped out of the pop scene or whatever else? I don't know if it's even called the pop scene now. We'll just call it the music industry. I think she's probably...
Did you not see Top of the Pops this evening? It was great. Sorry, I'm only joking.
Gareth, let me explain something to you. Niall would tell you, but I don't even have a television.
Oh, right? That's refreshing. By the way, until I met my wife, I didn't have a television for over 10 years, so I know exactly where you're coming from. This woman is worth 20 million, okay? So it's not like she couldn't afford a full-time nanny. I was thinking, doing the maths here, that if the last album she had out came out in 2018, that's when her kids would have been 5 and 3. So kind of a difficult age, because you're getting them in and out of school and that, and you're getting them used to a completely different way of life. They're no longer housebound with, say, a nanny. That seems to be the point she's making, that perhaps that's the reason why she hasn't released any new music, because she's now had to become a full-time mum. I don't know whether I'm sort of analysing this too deeply. Would you agree?
I'd agree. I mean, she didn't have to become a full-time mum. I give her kudos and congratulations for becoming a full-time mum, if that's what she's done. She may still well have a live-in nanny or something like that. I don't know. As I said, I've really very little information or very little knowledge of the woman. But I still think that to say something, it was it was kind of half joking, but I'd say it was also whole and earnest. I mean, she kind of giggled a bit. But at some stage, she's had that thought.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's a pretty, I think that's a pretty offensive thing to say about your children. You know?
I think if your kids haven't ruined your life or your career,
you're doing something wrong. Yeah,
that's another story. But you wouldn't say something like that if you didn't deep down consciously feel that perhaps they did ruin your career.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, which is more important to her at the end of the day, her career or her children? You know, if she feels all that strongly about her career, produce another album, put it out there. If the public like it, they'll buy it. If they don't, they won't. You know, tastes change anyway. I very, very seldom in the past few years have heard anything that I would walk in. I'm a vinyl person, you know, I like my vinyl. But I've heard very little in the past few years that would encourage or make me go in to buy a record. And it probably wouldn't even be available on vinyl. But
a record.
Yeah, so, well, I'm 63, you know. Yeah, you know, I am that age. You know, like, for, you know.
I'm not slagging you at all. I mean, you're making a lot of sense.
You can flag all you want.
You're right there in the queue I'm a
thick-skinned, grumpy old man. Anything you could say to me is not. I'm not a snowflake. I'm not going to run looking for a safe space.
I know.
You know, like for me, if I want to listen to music, I go back to things. You know, I'll put on the album Dark Side of the Moon or something like that and listen to, you know, things that were relevant to me that are still relevant. Now, that's not to say that I haven't heard some excellent music in recent years, but it's very, in my opinion, very, very little that I would be interested in listening to. And tastes change, you know, as generations change, the tastes in music change. A lot of it I wouldn't even regard as music.
Right.
I think it's just noise. But father said about what I listen to.
Yes, right. Okay, I'm talking to Victor Meldrew here, by the way. On the line.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't believe it.
That's right. Stay where you are, Martin. Hi, Tina.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, are you a vinyl lover?
I'm actually really happy to be speaking with you because you used to fill in my Saturdays and Sundays.
All right.
When I used to work in a deli from 8 to 6 every weekend, and I had you on every weekend. Wow. I'm an 80s girl and I absolutely used to love, and your soppy stuff and your stories. Everything.
So
I'm pleased to meet you anyway.
Lovely. You were tuned in, were you?
Oh, every Saturday and Sunday, religiously. I'm not joking, religiously.
Yeah, that's
three
great.
And a half years in the deli.
Yeah, oh, great.
Yeah, absolutely love your stuff, Gareth. But in relation to Lily Allen,
yeah,
I mean, if she had a record out when the kids were 3 and 5, there wouldn't have been a hell of a lot of nurturing done on her behalf then.
Yeah.
Because you can imagine yourself what it would take to release an album. So if the children were 3 and 5, like between 0 to 3 are the most nurturing years of a child's life.
Yeah.
So I think she said it flippantly, but maybe she isn't in tune with her children enough as a parent, as a full, to realise the impact it can have on impressionable kids of 11 and 12.
Yeah.
But she did laugh afterwards, so I kind of think it was a bit half-arsed, really, to be honest. She's kind of up there and saying what she thinks anyway, isn't she?
She is,
And I don't mean, I'm not dissing her by no means, I like her.
Yeah. But the only thing is the kids are at school, so they're going to hear this back probably the wrong way. And that impacts on them. Yeah. That's the problem, isn't it?
And especially the fact that they're famous children, kids would only be, or they'd be prime feed, wouldn't they, for bullies like. But if they're anything like their mother, they'll brush it off.
That's true,
She's a smart, savvy woman. And by the way, apparently she's going into acting now.
Right.
To bring you all up to speed with her lovely Stranger Things actor husband, apparently it didn't even take 5 weeks. But apparently we'll be seeing her on the big screen. Whenever, I'm not really sure, but pointless piece of research of the day.
This is David Harbour, isn't it? Yeah, David Harbour, yeah.
Yeah, so she's, you know, she's changing up her game, but like, you know, I think she said it flippantly, to be honest.
Yeah. What's your favourite song, by the way? Just since you're a Delhi,
my favourite song.
Radio, you're a yeah.
Well, I sing the first line of it. You can guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Somewhere out in the back of your mind. There you go.
Give us a second line. I'm useless at lyrics.
Somewhere comes your... Okay, so... Well, maybe I'm just thinking that the...
maybe I'm just thinking about that. Martin, what do you think?
Well, it was a good rendition, but I don't know what the song is.
So what is the song, Tina?
Rooms on Fire, Stevie Nicks. I'll put you all out of your misery.
God, yeah, Rooms on
Fire.
Oh,
yes, and yes, now, of course, yeah. And Stevie
Imagine
Nicks.
Imagine if there was money riding on that. I would have beaten both of
you.
Oh,
would
my
have,
God.
Yeah. Have the album, Bella.
Yeah, Bella. I mean, you know, Stevie Nicks is still producing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't she amazing? Seriously, I love her.
70 years of age,
One of the best female vocalists ever, her, and in my opinion, Elkie Brooks.
Oh, brilliant.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You know?
Might as well put Bonnie Tyler up there now as well.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
The Belters.
Yeah. Did they ever find her, sure, Bonnie Tyler? Great. She was lost in France, wasn't she?
She was. Living in a powder keg and giving off sparks, she was.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to meet you, Gareth. I swear I'm buzzing off my little head here.
Great. And you
really,
know, you're not...
I'm a massive fan.
Oh, thanks,
Tina. Niall will kill me, but I am.
Oh, don't worry.
I am.
About
I really, really am.
He's somewhere exotic.
I love your
now.
Voice. He's... You're like the Irish, what's his name? Oh, what do you call him? The narrator.
Careful.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, you're like the Irish Morgan Freeman. Your voice is very soothing.
Oh, that Graham Norton. Oh, that's a great compliment.
Well, and came out clean the other side.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Andy Dufresne, he never knew when to shut his mouth.
Yeah. Neither did Tina Higgins.
Anyway,
would you believe I have Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins tattooed on my right arm?
Really? Wow.
Honestly, yeah, I do.
Andy Dufresne.
I absolutely do.
What a brilliant movie. Brilliant movie.
The only innocent man in Shawshank.
That's it. You're not in the delicatessen business anymore, Tina, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No. I went into Saving Lives.
Did you?
I went to work at night in Medtronic.
You went into?
Yeah.
Where?
Saving lives in Medtronic.
Oh, you're making...
Making catheters.
Oh, catheters, right. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. That brings back memories, yeah.
I'm telling you, the easiest money I ever made, God. Well, apart from, I sang one time on Galway BFM. I sang Unchained Melody and I didn't even have to hit the high note. And I went up against a guy that was telling a joke. And by the time I got to sing, my throat was that dry. I couldn't even answer the DJ. And I won 200 quid. Hello.
Wow.
My claim to fame, my little small claim to fame.
Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, lovely to chat to you, Tina. You're making more catheters at the stage. Yeah. Okay. And catheters. That's it. Knees knocking together. That's right.
God forbid, should we ever need one. My name is out there on a few of them.
I had one in me for about 7 weeks last year, actually. And all I remember before the pain was the doctor saying to me, lie perfectly still.
Oh, sure. I have 6 children and I've had 6 epidurals down my back. And you're told to sit still as well.
Oh, you have to for that.
Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, of course.
Anyway, Tina, it's been a joy. Yeah. It's been a joy.
An absolute pleasure, Gareth.
Take care. Thanks a lot. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Mind yourself. Have a good night, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. Martin, what's your favourite song as a matter of interest?
God, there's a catalogue of them.
Just give me one off the top of your head. I'm not going to play it. I don't have time, but...
It will be Father and Son, I think.
Oh, Cat Stevens, Yusuf.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, great song.
I think it's very hard for me to explain the feeling that it brings to me when I hear that.
Okay.
It's so it evokes a feeling of I can relate to it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like it's one of the most relatable songs that I can think of. Now, I have many, many other songs that I think are fabulous, but the lyrics, it's so poetic. You know, I love poetic music. I'm not much of a fan of just music for the sake of putting something together.
It's got to tell Stevens, a story.
Yeah. Fabulous, absolutely fabulous lyricist, you know?
Yeah.
Really great. Amongst many, many, many others, you know?
I think Peace Train would be my favourite Cat Stevens song. I think that's another beautiful song. And speaking
Another great... Yeah, and Dan Fogelberg would be another of my favourites. You know, another great lyricist.
Oh, brilliant. Gone Far Too Soon. I think one of my favourite songs absolutely. From back in the 70s was Cats in the Cradle, Harry Chapin.
Oh, yeah.
Little Boy
or The Streets of London. Or, you know, there are some, as I say, I like lyrics that have meaning and could be regarded, for me, I regard them as poetry put to music. I don't go for just, you know, the poppy kind of music. Never really did. Give me something that I have to think about as I'm listening to it. And as I said, that when I made that comment about the television, as I said to Niall before, you know, for me, I haven't had a television, you know, since my children and that moved out. I haven't had a television because for me, I don't need it. Television doesn't walk around corners, if you understand what I mean. I could have the radio playing in the kitchen and walk into the sitting room, and I like talk radio, but I also like music.
Yeah.
And talk radio, unfortunately for me, now means just listening to this show at night, because most other talk radio is just irrelevant rubbish. But whatever I'd be listening to, I could walk from the kitchen into the sitting room, and I'm still involved, I'm still engaged in it. Whereas with television, because it's so visual, you know, if you're not actively watching, you're only getting a very small amount of the information that's supposed to be being imparted to you. So television has no real relevance to me, you know, not now, not at my age. I just, give me a good book or music, or let me listen to a good conversation between people on the radio. Even if it's as often happens on this show, you know, where there's a bit of confrontation.
Yeah.
It's educational. You can be on one side or the other, and it engages your thought processes. That's what I like, you know, radio that engages you and makes you think.
Yeah. And on that note, Martin, I'm going to have to let you go. Have a great weekend, and great to talk to you. Lovely to chat to you. Catch up soon.
And you. It was a pleasure talking to you, Gareth. I've listened to you for many years.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself, okay?
You
good
too.
Night, Gareth.
Great
Take
to
care.
Chat to you. Thanks,
good
Martin.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.